Blog Talk Radio.
Jobs give you one thing to think about, change it to the positive, something in your spirit, your soul, and your body. Welcome to today's evening show. We're talking about what we always talk about here. It's getting across the finish line, getting to the top of the mountain, to get to where the Lord has brought you, and then that process helps somebody else also. We're in the process right now of testing some new equipment. And that's why we're having the evening show, because once we made an announcement for the radio station, we're actually going to be programming at different times of the day. And one of the times we program is going to be 7 o'clock. So we're going to still have our standard program at 9 o'clock, and then we'll have a 7 o'clock, and then we'll have a relaxation, so back, close your night out. Program in the evening time. And so right now we're testing some mobile transmitting technology. Allows us to go super light, but also at the same time allows us to do presentations at different parts of the city, different parts of the state. And also, if we need to go mobile at a coffee shop, I'll set up shop there. We can do the same thing. So right now we're testing the quality. So we ask you to bear with us because we're testing the quality of the equipment right now and what type of product we're putting out. But get used to it. We're going to be having a full program starting May, and we'll be really excited about that. And so we're opening up for commercials, endorsements, and meetings, presentations, and programs. We had to reschedule Destiny, which will be on this coming Monday, and we'll have a full schedule this month. So very excited about that. We actually got the full schedule for this month and going into next month, and also the supporting software for it. So it's a great situation, great program to be in. We're also in the process of getting our app done, which is very exciting. We've been talking with our new technology partners, and we're still scheduled to have it done by the 1st of May. And we'll be offering to our new members program who would like to participate in being part of the app, the mobile app program. So we're really excited about that. We include nonprofits, business, and individuals. Nonprofits have an opportunity to actually increase their bottom line by participating in it. We'll talk more about that later. So right now we're going to do some testing here for our studio. And just going to hold on a moment here. And let's see what we get here. So we produced our intro. And we go to one of our commercial shots. You're listening to the Million Dollar Idea Number One Radio on blogtalkradio.com/ The Million Dollar Idea Network. Okay. Bruce is telling me that's coming through a little rough, but they're going to see if they make adjustments for that. Again, you're listening to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show on blogtalkradio.com/ Million Dollar Idea Network. Again, we're on a Tuesday night, April 14th, 2015. You still have about till midnight tomorrow, I believe, to get all your taxes done. If you haven't done it yet, get it done. Or have the extension ready. So we'll talk a little bit about a couple different things. We have our recording for No Fear, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. And then we're going to pursue that a little further because we're going to be talking about Destiny this coming Monday. And we'll be at our regular time tomorrow at 9 a.m. to 10.
Success is not doing the right thing, and it definitely isn't doing the right thing the first time. Success is having the courage to move in the direction of your dreams, move in the direction that your heart is taking you. That is what success is.
Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside.
Because whatever discomfort you experience, whatever challenges or difficulty that it is, you've got to go up in there and wrestle with it. Will it be easy? No. Will it be challenging? Yes.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it.
That most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. Sleep is for those people who are broke. I don't sleep. I said, I got an opportunity to make a dream become a reality.
Real.
Feel the fear and do it anyway.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. And we're doing some tests for our equipment here for clarity and loudness and just testing the product that we have putting out because we have to be very accurate when we start out on the show. And also later this month, we'll actually be doing a radio test for our programming coming up. Okay, we're really excited about that. Again, we're just talking about what we always talk about here. Tomorrow will be Wednesday, middle of the week, be a hump day. Again, we'll be on at 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., 10 a.m., our regular time. And we're just having a little practice test here for our evening show. So we're going to hear a lot of different things. We're going to have some music and also some promos and things like that we're practicing on. We're going to make sure that when our sponsors come on, our sponsors we have right now, the quality of product we're putting out is most accurate, clarity, and also engaging for our audience. So we're going to play Why Do We Fall, part of that.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside, and something else will take its place. If I quit, however, it will last forever.
The margin for error is so small. I mean, one half a step too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast, you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us. They're in every break of the game, every minute, every second.
You got a dream, you got to protect it.
Something themselves, they want to tell you you
can't. Can you again? I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it. I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake. Greatness is not this wonderful, esoteric, elusive, godlike feature that only the special among us will ever taste. You know, it's something that truly exists in all of us. It's very simple. This is what I believe, and I'm willing to die for it.
Yeah. How many are willing to do that? How many are willing to say, this is what I believe, and I will die for it? That's a question out there. Something to think about. Are you where you're at right now in your life, where you want to be? And have you answered that question? The reason that question is so critical is your commitment level. What is your level of commitment? And we have Mr. Will Smith that we were just listening to a couple of seconds ago. And he always talks about his experience, about his life, and also what he had to do to get there. And one of the things he mentioned, he's not the most talented actor, but he's the one with the greatest work ethic. And that's critical because you can have the greatest talent, you got the greatest idea, but if you don't work, put any shine on what you're trying to do, it will not go anywhere. So you have to have a certain level of commitment, a certain level of work ethic to bring you through. Because when you're birthing something, it's not going to be an easy process. It's going to be hard. There's going to be some laboring. There's going to be some challenges, some trials. Also, people are going to work against you. But are you committed enough to bring it through? Well, the couple people I mention all the time, they had a certain level of commitment. Kentucky Fried Chicken, the Colonel. Are you willing to go through 1,117 people to get the result that you need? Or you just continue to go through the result until you get the result that you want? Often, many times, we may start too early in the process. And when we're supposed to be building, sharpening, shining the tools that we have for our talent, we stop midstream and don't shine the shield, and don't sharpen the sword. These are things that are supposed to make your way. But don't get frustrated early in the game. Part of any grand strategy is patience. Do you have the patience, the commitment, the determination to get your goal? And let's take a minute again to define what a goal is or what success is. Success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. As long as you're going towards that worthy ideal, as long as you're moving towards that worthy ideal, you are successful. That means in that process, you have to be determined. You have to have a certain level of commitment. You have to have a work ethic that's going to carry you through. Again, if you can have the best idea in the world, but if you don't work towards it, if you don't tell anybody about it, you don't write it down, you don't believe in yourself, it's not going to go anywhere. You are the first person that has to be convinced. Excuse me. You are the first person that has to be convinced. Because if you're not convinced, how is it going to carry across to other people when you're going to be talking to them about what you're trying to do and where you're trying to go? You can listen to blogtalkradio.com/ The Million Dollar Idea Network. Welcome back to the show. Running back to where we're going to be on long tonight. This is the purpose of our show tonight, is to test some of the technology we're working with and making sure that we're putting out a high quality product and that we can do all that we want to do and plan to do during our shows. And also, so we're going to show a level of quality and professionalism in what we're trying to do in this process. So you can hear some different things, you can hear some different special effects that we'll be trying, and again, we have our applause. We have a new special effect that we got coming up here also. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here. Again, what is your commitment level? What is your commitment level? Are you ready to break the glass ceiling? Are you ready to get to the next level? Because it's going to come. Your moment in time, your opportunity is knocking at your door, is going to come. The question is, are you going to be ready for it? Are you going to be ready for it? That's the critical thing. And why is it to be ready? That means you have to polish your shield, sharpen your sword, and otherwise we're talking about your talent, the talent God has given you to work with. As long as you work your talent and making it better and better, and you're bringing your talent to skill, you'll win. You just can't give up. You can't faint not, or you can't faint. You want to faint not and continue with the mission. Because what you're trying to do right now is something no one has done before. And first of all, recognize that fact. And also recognize the fact, because no one has done it before, people are going to tell you that it can't be done. But remember, you're the one that's fully convinced. You're the one that's totally committed. You're the one that's willing to die for what you believe in. As Will Smith would say, two things going to happen when we get on this treadmill. I'm going to get on mine. You're going to get on yours. Are you going to get off first, or I'm going to die here on this treadmill? That's a level of commitment. That's a level of determination. Are you willing to go through the fire to get through to the finish line? Because there's going to be a fire. There's going to be pain. There's going to be loss. There's going to be upsets. There's going to be doubts. But when we talk about the doubts, we're talking about feeding yourself the right food, both in your spirit and your mind, to assure yourself that the destiny you have is yours and nobody else's. So you have to complete it. So it doesn't become a mission. It becomes a purpose. Once you identify the purpose in your life, there's nothing can stop you. You're here, and you have to go across the street to meet your destiny. You know that. It doesn't matter what happens between here and across the street because you're supposed to make it across the street. So it's a process. Understand that. It's not going to happen overnight. Now, it can, mind you. It may appear to others, but also at the same time, there's a formula that you'll see that everyone that has a certain level of success has gone through. They had to birth their idea. They had to go through the pains of making it conceivable, relevant, understandable to the people who didn't. Because the idea is truly yours. You're going to have to bring it down because it's yours. Bring it down and explain it so it can be a sellable product. So it can be built. So it can be done. That's part of the process. Same thing with children. Talk about Dr. Far Gray and Colonel Sanders. If that is not a gamut that you cannot fit in, there's no other gamut. We're talking about a 13-year-old, 14-year-old becoming a millionaire. We're talking about a 75-year-old, 76-year-old man starting a business and becoming a millionaire. Time is with you as long as you move forward. But you have to move forward in your destiny, in your purpose, in your dream. All that has to be in your will to complete. Because if it does, if you don't complete it, you'll know. You'll have those cool day moments. Well, yeah, I should have done that. I'm saying you don't have to have one of those cool day moments where you're just sitting quietly on your front porch or laying back in your hammock and saying, man, if I did this, this would be different. Never what if yourself. Always take the information you have and make the best decision you can make and move on. But don't, due to lack of action, not do anything and something happens or decision is made due to lack of action, and then what if I'd done something? No, never put yourself in that position. Put yourself in the position that you're being a participant in your life, not a spectator. As long as you're a participant, you will never have to ask yourself, well, what if I did this? What if I did that? Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here on the Million Dollar Idea Network. We're talking about getting you across the finish line. We're talking about getting you to the top of the mountain. We're talking about going to a place where you've never been before in your life. Here on the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Have to be able to push yourself, because I'm a strong believer that if you're not living here, if you're living here on the earth and you're not living on the edge, you're taking up too much room. That means you're not fighting hard enough for your dreams. So you have to push yourself. How many of you are ready to push yourself? Let me see your hand. All right, that was pretty much everybody. I made my first million, like I said, at 14 years old. Why? Because I did what came natural to me. When I was on the Monique show last night, she said, how do you make millions of dollars? How do you receive a doctorate at 21 years old? I said, it's really simple. You have to find what God puts you here to do. The two most important times in anyone's life is when we were born and when we find out why we were born. What did God put you here to do?
Are you fighting hard enough for your dream? Are you fighting hard enough for your dream? Are you getting up at 5 a.m., working on your plan? Are you going to bed at 12 o'clock, working on your plan? Working on your plan or working on your dream to become a better athlete, a better whatever you're working on, just becoming the better of what you're trying to do. Improvement and pushing forward is the name of the game. Because in success, very rarely do you get it right the first time. You have to adjust, fix what's wrong, and add to what you're doing and go forward. It's just that simple. But are you fighting hard enough? Right now, take a look around. Wherever you're sitting at, that's where you're at. Wherever you're standing at, that's where you're at. Wherever you're working at, that's where you're at. But is that where you want to be right now? Think about that. Is that where you want to be right now? If it's not, you have to work harder to move from your now to your future. So you have to work harder to move from your now to your future. But are you fighting hard enough? I'm saying that you're supposed to win. Knowing that you're supposed to win, knowing that you're supposed to cross the finish line, knowing that you have destined to fulfill does make it easier. Because the pains don't hurt that much. The growing pains don't hurt that much. The stretching doesn't hurt that much. The changing, the short-term failures don't hurt that much because you have a destiny to fulfill. But are you pushing hard enough? Are you fully committed? Are you willing to stay on the treadmill and die for what you believe in, die for your destiny, die for your future? Doesn't a butterfly technically have to die to become a butterfly? It uses up everything that it is as a caterpillar to become a butterfly. You have to be prepared for the metamorphosis. But also at the same time, that butterfly, that future butterfly, has to give up its now totally in order to take flight. In order to fly, in order to get where you want to be or where you need to be, your purpose, your vision, your destiny, you have to sacrifice your now for your tomorrow. Are you determined to do that? Are you willing to fight hard enough to do that? I'm saying you can, and you're supposed to. But it's not going to be easy. Anytime you're trying to grow, anytime you're trying to move the level of where you're at right now for anything to a new level, there's going to be a fight. Because those forces against you do not want you to win. They want you to give up. They don't want you to be successful now. Just wait later. But no, you have to work on it every day in your mind, in your spirit, and in your body. Because if you don't, you know what you could have done. You know what changes you should have made. As I said before, as long as you're working for it, working towards it, understand it's supposed to be yours, there's no time for what if. There can be no what if because you did what you were supposed to do. That doesn't mean everyone else can do what they're supposed to do. But as long as you do what you're supposed to do, you will receive the victory. You will receive the honor and accolades that you're supposed to have. Again, it's going to be a fight. You have to sacrifice your now. You're going to have to be so determined that you're willing to give up everything right now to get across the finish line. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to fight for your dream? Are you fighting hard enough right now? We're going to take a brief break. We're talking about what we always talk about here again. That's getting you across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain so you can see what the Lord has brought you through in that process. Help someone else. But understand, as long as you're moving forward, there's no stopping you.
finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we don't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. We're talking about what we always talk about here, and that's getting across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain, getting you to the point in your life where you want to be, that you know where you're going, how you're going to get there. In a minute, you may not know what time you'll get there, but you know you're moving in the right direction. And that in itself is the battle. But also understand this, you have to have a great story. What's your great story? You're going to have some ups, you're going to have some downs, you're going to have some setbacks, you're going to have some turnarounds. You have those going to be working against you, those going to be working with you. But also understand this. As long as you have one person on your side, that's the Lord, you always win. What is the world against you when you have the Lord on your side? That's why oftentimes people understand that this is a spiritual thing. It's truly a spiritual thing. Because your mind can come up with the greatest fantastic plan in the world, or you can get the insight to put that plan together. You can have the muscle to move mountains, but are you going to have the unction in your spirit to move the right mountain? All this is connected in the spirit. We're all connected in the spirit. A lot of people don't want to hear that, but we're all connected. We all affect each other. So be mindful in your daily walk of who you talk to and why you talk to them and how you talk to them. You just can't talk to people anyway. Your words have power. You have to understand your words have power when you talk to yourself. Your words have power when you talk to your children. Your words have power when you talk to your coworkers. Your words have power when you talk to your parents, your grandparents, or if you're talking to your grandchildren or great-grandchildren. All those, every word that comes out of your mouth has power. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. What you speak comes from your heart. So be mindful of what comes out of your mouth. But understand this. Person set with a purpose in their life, with the determination that nothing will come between them and the goal, have already won. Because as I said before, once you've made up in your mind, what's going to place, what's going to happen, how it's going to happen in your life, it's a done deal. But you have to get to the point that you have to have your mind made up. Because you can't go back and forth. You can't say, what if? Now, you will have doubts, but also understand this. That's part of the process of faith. You will have doubts, but you're supposed to feed your spirit, your soul slash your mind, and your body to mitigate that, to understand that. You will have fears, but you have to understand fear. Fear is a decision. Fear is a choice. You have a choice to do or not do. Danger is real. Fear is a choice. Again, as I said before, it won't be long for you guys tonight. We'll be back early tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. talking about what we always talk about here on the Million Dollar Idea Network. So we have here to test one more thing here. We have to test. Now the victory reprise. That's something special. I want you to listen to that. It doesn't matter where it starts, where you start from, but you will always end up in victory. Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. Again, coming up tomorrow, it is hump day. We're going to talk about what we always talk about here, getting across the finish line, getting to the top of the mountain. We'll have a mix tomorrow. We'll talk about some of the qualities that you need to have for your destiny. Are you willing to give up your now for your future? Coming out every Friday, we do Victory Friday. Very excited about that. And then coming out Monday, we'll be talking about your destiny. That will be back on the docket. Also, always check us out at our website, MillionDollarIdeaNetwork.com. And in that process, check us out, see how we're doing. In that process, take a look at our calendar. Our calendar will be in full effect tomorrow. We'll be rolling out our app on this coming May. May 1st, we're looking at rolling out the app. So tomorrow, I'll be busy getting that all that work done to our technology partners so they can finish completing that for us. And in that process, we'll be contacting you out there. We'll be talking about on Thursday the Neighborhood Gallery Tour, and we're going to take that into the weekend. We'll also have a special presentation this weekend for the Neighborhood Gallery Tour, and we're rolling it out there for all those prospective artists. And we also may have a couple other announcements related to that of different artists that are involved in the program, too, so we're excited about that. Again, we'll take a brief break. We're going to go with our final commentary for today. And know that because you are no longer part of the 95ers, you're part of the 5%ers. That 5% that is determined, that 5% that has a purpose, that 5% that knows they have a goal, and all they have to do is go through the process to reach it. And understand this, with the Lord on your side, who can be against you? That's pretty powerful, being a 5%er.
Dimensional, unquestionable, beloved, it's professional. Got a category, my own, and I'm the president. Don't be alarmed, but I'm showing up the resident. With my particular, style, particular, extracurricular, smoother and trickier. Throwing the lyrics like a throwable rap jack. You ever chicken me nugget, and I'm a Big Mac. Brain smash soloist, having Coca-Cola with. Doing very well, cause I took the right road to this bag. Make the undertaker, wreck the breaker. Get up on the floor, do the heavy shaker. Started with the power, and I'ma end it with a bang. Improvement. Be your own God, follow your own movement. Love it. is a legend. Me, I'm legendary at it. Flipping on the mic makes me a rapping acrobat. Don't try to swing because you didn't even hang. We got our own thing.
Welcome back to the show, the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show. And we're talking about what we always talk about, is getting across the finish line. That's for our final commentary for tonight. Once you have rest, peaceful sleep, dream the impossible dream, and know this. When you dream, you can do whatever you want in your dream. And that's okay. You can do that. And so when you know that you're dreaming, and how do you know that you're dreaming? Well, simple as this, and I tell my children this all the time. Decide what color you're going to dream in. And let's say you're going to dream in the color blue. So when you see a blue banana, you know you're dreaming. So once you realize you're dreaming, then you can take control of your dream and dream whatever you want to dream. Because dreaming is critical in what you do and what your life, because your dreams allow you to soar before you can take flight. The dreams can take you across the finish line before you actually cross the finish line and give you that feeling, that energy, that flow that you need in order to do that. So dream where you want to be. Dream what you want to become. Dream the new you, but take action towards it. Again, tonight, like I said, we'll be short on the radio here tonight. We're testing some different things here. We're getting ready for the liftoff, so to speak, and for the next level of things that we're doing here. And so I want to thank everyone for their support. I want to thank everyone for their patience. I know everyone was looking for us early in the morning, but we have some technical things we're working on, and it's part of that process. You know, our schedule will be up for tomorrow, so both on Blog Talk Radio and also on our calendar tomorrow. Again, we're very, very excited about what the Lord has brought us. We're even more excited about where we're going. We're also glad that the people he's brought with us to come for the ride also. You can come for the ride. Just make a decision. Make a decision. Make up in your mind right now that you're going to get across the finish line. Just by making up in your mind right now, you can do that. Decide now. Decide you today whom you will serve. Choose life. Again, my name is Charlie Childs Jr. Is my job is to give you one thing to think about, change into positive, something in your spirit, your soul, and your body. And for today, that is all I got. Production copyright 2015. Be blessed and highly favored. BAHF. I love you. We love you. God loves you. Be good to yourself. See you in lesson 24.